Hi, my name's Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyAKnapp.com or Control Alt on Twitter. I just finished listening to the Lean Into Art episode titled "Where Should You Host Your Blog?" And in that episode, Jersey Drozd and Rob Stangzinger discussed the pros and cons of hosting your content through social media opposed to hosting your content through your own website and your own blog. I think this is a really interesting issue because I just started trying to build my professional web presence on Twitter and my own blog with my own name on it this last May when I finished my first novel's first draft, because I know that you need to build up your audience before you released your novel. And I'm also using it for my art, even though I don't know what I want to do for my art career yet, because, well, that's not relevant. But there are a lot of pros and cons. It's a lot easier to get people to look at your stuff when it's on a social network than when it's on your own website. I know this from experience. For example, on Twitter, I've grown from 40 followers that I inexplicably had, even though my account had been dead for like 4 years, to 120 followers over the last 3 months. And most of those people are related to writing and art. And that's really cool. And I've been linking to like my t-shirt designs and my website through Bitly. And using the Bitly analytics, I realized that I haven't gotten a single click-through from Twitter, which is very discouraging. Back when I used to upload my art onto DeviantArt, I would get between 300 to 800 views on each piece. But those views didn't help me because I couldn't sell any commissions and I couldn't get them to go to other websites, so it was a locked-in ecosystem. So it's like, yeah, I got a lot of views on DA, but I couldn't get them to take action, and I'm not getting any views on Twitter / my own website, which is, like, I'm getting hits, but I'm not getting any, like, people looking at the stuff I want them to look at. And it's not because I don't reblog other people's work on writing or other people's art. I retweet that stuff frequently. It's something else. And I'm not quite sure what it is yet. It might just be a volume thing or a respect thing or a skill level thing. And I'm trying to hold out on joining other social networks besides Twitter, because I can see how Twitter is very different from the other ones. But I feel like if I had a Google Plus and a Tumblr, that it would be competing with my blog on my website instead of serving a different function. And I know that Jersey Drozd has talked frequently about if then then that, if this then that, which I think is a great app, but I'm hoping to not have a presence on those other websites. I don't know, like, the time consumption and the principle of it, because you don't want to be a second-class citizen posting on those sites. Like, you don't get a high conversion from that, from what they discussed in this episode. And, like, some of them I don't like their TOS or the general atmosphere. Like, I don't like some of the atmosphere of Reddit, and I don't like the TOS of Tumblr, for personal reasons. And there's a lot of peer pressure when you're an entrepreneur or when you're a freelancer to get in on those groups. And I've been doing this for about 3 months now, and I feel like maybe I should join those sites. But I'm like, what would be the point? Would they, like, sense my hesitation using, like, internet empathy or something, you know? So this episode really gave me a lot to chew on. Regarding some of the questions specifically raised in the episode, I don't think URLs are dead. When I polled my readers several years ago, a lot of them said they just type in URLs or webcomic names, and they were like, what's an RSS? Now, that might have changed a little bit, but I know, like, every once in a while I'll still be like, so, RSS, and they'll be like, what are you talking about? We gotta remember that, like, the thought leaders are often more vocal than the majority of people. Now, maybe you just want thought leaders as your audience, but I definitely think it's something to consider to keep things accessible and not rely on the newest mode to bring readers in or to keep readers updated.